Start this recording on Michael Cleary, C-L-E-A-R-Y, Cleary, C as in cat, C-L-E-A-R-Y, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, date of birth is 6-4-61. Please make a copy for Kathleen Sperry. K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y-A-R-N-P. Next, paragraph, chief complaint is a chronic dyspnea, and a history for chronic dyspnea and cough, period. Next paragraph, fifth present illness. This is a... this is a... restriction based on reduced total lung capacity. The patient states that the inhalers are not helping him, and his cough has been persistent, but he does not bring up much sputum. He has had palpitations and has intermittent episodes of atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, passes. Oh, can you also mention, the patient has been on oral steroids for several months, and he's trying to wean off the steroids. Next paragraph, other past history includes history for motorcycle accident 31 years ago, at which time he suffered severe injuries to his left leg and underwent amputation of the left leg above the knee. He also has an issue for hypothyroidism, and and has nasal allergies and also has chronic pain. With arthritis. Next paragraph, allergies to bee stings. Next line, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 37 years. And drinks alcohol of moderately. Next paragraph. Oh, can you mention he worked as a mechanic? Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother is in good health. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. He has had glaucoma and mild cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency. He has wheezing and coughing spells and shortness of breath. Denies abdominal pains, black stools, or diarrhea. He has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. He has occasional chest pains and palpitations. No leg edema. He has anxiety attacks. He has some joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Included Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Synthroid 50 micrograms daily. Prednisone 20 milligrams daily. Ipratropium and Albuterol NEBS, BID, PRN, Zyrtec 10 milligrams daily, and Hydrocodone, PRN. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight, middle-aged white male who's alert, no acute distress. No pallor sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure is 130 by 85. Pulse is 92, respirations 20, temps 97.5, weight is 195. Saturation 93. HE and D are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery with few scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, known as to no murmur. I'm sorry, heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema, left leg amputated above the knee, and he has a prosthesis for the left leg. Right leg has no edema, peripheral pulses are well felt. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airways. Number 2 is chronic bronchitis. And number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 4 is left above knee amputation. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT. I'm sorry. The patient has been advised to get a CBC and an IgE level. And he will use Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Also, continue with the Symbicort inhaler, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, twice a day, and taper off the prednisone that he is taking. And he was advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Kathleen Sperry, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Sperry, S-P-E-R-R-Y, A-P-R-N. Cue the start, D'Souza.